بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in the deen of Islam, as we are all aware, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a shari'at that provides guidelines, provides guidance for us in every asset, every facet, every different aspect of a person's life, not just when it comes to our ibadat, our acts of worship, but rather in the various different aspects of a person's life, when it comes to his social dealings, when it comes to his interactions with people, and especially when it comes to mu'amalat, a person's financial dealings, as far as his monetary matters are concerned. Great guidelines have been given in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to this extent that there are chapters in many kitabs of fiqh, kitabs of hadith, dealing solely and exclusively with mu'amalat, with financial dealings, etc. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents a very important usul and principle with regard to a person's monetary dealings. And here the aspect of wasiyat, of making a bequest, is mentioned. But the guideline that is given, and this applies to various other aspects when it comes to a person's financial dealings, is that whenever a person makes any major decision as far as his wealth is concerned, sometimes a person wishes to give a gift to someone, or he gives a loan to somebody, or he takes a loan from somebody, then this should be recorded and this should be witnessed. There should be witnesses who are aware of what has transpired. And this is solely so that this prevents any disputes later on. There can be no conflict between family members, and a person's matters are all clear and above board. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the aspect of wasiyat, of making a bequest. As we all know, when a person passes away, then he has the right of up to one third of his wealth to decide what happens to one third of his wealth. He can make various different bequests. Many a times a person will say, upon my demise, then a certain amount should be given away in sadaqah, or should go to a certain masjid or madrasa, or he wishes to give a certain amount of money to some person, some friend of his, or some far relative of his. As long as it is not for an heir, then the person has a right of up to one third of his wealth. But here the guideline is that this should be witnessed. There should be two witnesses at least who are aware of the bequest and the wasiyat this person is making. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those who have iman, shahadatu baynikum idha hadara ahadakum al-mawtu hina al-wasiyat ithnani, that the testimony that should be taken when death comes to any one of you at the time of making a bequest, the testimony should be ithnani dhawa adlim minkum, two upright people from amongst you, two people who are just, who are trustworthy. Aw akharani min ghayrikum in antum darabtum fil ard fa asabatkum musibatul maut, or if you happen to be traveling, then you can choose two people who are not from your tribe, who are from any other tribe. In other words, it doesn't matter who those two people may be or where they come from, but they have to be dhawa adlin, they have to be upright, they have to be trustworthy people. So if, or rather when the misfortune or the calamity of death befalls you, then this is what a person should do. If he has not already done so, then he should appoint these two witnesses. So this is the guideline given to the person who wishes to make a bequest, that whatever bequest you are making, make sure they are witnesses and they know exactly what you are doing. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides guideline to the family of the deceased. Many a times we find a person passes away and the family members now become suspicious that in his lifetime he didn't tell us that he's making this bequest, and now you have these two people coming and saying that this is what he has said and we bear testimony, etc. So perhaps the family members are suspicious, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides guidance for them. The تَحْبِسُونَهُمَا مِن بَعْدِ الصَّلَاةِ, if you have any doubt, in irtabtum, then hold back these two witnesses, detain them after salah. Why after salah? Because it is a busy period, there will be people in the masjid. So hold them back in the masjid, فَيُقْسِمَانِ بِاللَّهِ, and ask them to take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What should they say? لَا نَشْتَرِي بِهِ ثَمَنًا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبًا, that we will not accept any bribe for our testimony. In other words, our testimony is not for sale, even though the benefit may be to some relative of ours. So this testimony that we are giving, that the deceased person made this bequest for so and so, this is the truth, this is what he has done. وَلَا نَكْتُمُ شَهَادَةَ اللَّهِ, and we will not conceal that testimony for the sake of Allah. إِنَّا إِذَا لَّمِنَ الْآثِمِينَ, if we do so, then of course we will be from the sinful ones. So this should be done in order to give some consolation or some peace of mind to the family of the deceased, that these two people are speaking the truth, and this bequest was made by our family member, and thereafter this estate will then be distributed accordingly. So this is an extremely important principle, not just when it comes to a person's estate, but as we had mentioned earlier, when it comes to any financial decision that a person makes. As we had said, a person gives a gift to somebody. Many a times it happens with a father and his children. The father perhaps gives a loan to his son, or he gives a gift, a certain amount of wealth, or a car, or whatever it may be, to his son. And this is not made clear upon the demise of the father, now this dispute. The sisters are saying that that car was a gift, or it was a loan. The son is saying that, no, the father had given it to me, and nobody knows what is the correct situation. So this has to be recorded first of all. It has to be clear in the mind of the person. And the best is that he appoints witnesses who are independent. Perhaps some trustworthy people of the community, or whoever it may be, people who are independent, people who the heirs and the family members will trust. And in this way, all of his matters are above board. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is very clear, that it is not permissible. It is not permissible, la yahillu, for that person who has iman, and he has any amount of wealth which has to be recorded or which he wishes to make a bequest in, it is not permissible for him to allow two nights to pass, except that he should have a valid shari'i will in his possession. Many people don't understand or don't realize this, and we think there is still time left, and I don't have a will, I don't have so much anyway, so what's the point of me having a will? This is clear in the hadith, even if a person has a few rands and cents, but this has to be distributed, perhaps he has debts, or he's got family members, whatever it may be, people owe him money. So it is very important that a person has a valid shari'i will. This is something a person can write out himself. Of course, one is now that it has to stand up in court if there is any dispute, so that we can consult with some Muslim lawyer or whatever it may be. But a person, as far as Shariat is concerned, the requirements are very simple. A person can write it out himself, as long as it is in accordance with Shariat. There's no clauses in there that go against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two people are witness to it, they sign underneath, and this will hold as far as Shariat is concerned. So this is something extremely important. Let us take some time out, consult ulama-i kiram that I have when it comes to my business, when it comes to my home. And we mentioned this before also, we're just taking a bit of extra time. We mentioned this before as well, that how important it is for a person's milkiyat, his ownership, to be identified. What is meant by this? When we go home, we can all try this. A person goes home, ask the family that this fridge or this microwave or this lounge suite, who does it belong to? I bought it for you, but does it belong to me or does it belong to you? The father passes away, the husband passes away, and this dispute, does the household items belong to the mother or does it belong to the children? So these things have to be defined, have to be clearly mentioned, so that we avoid any disputes. We have enough to answer for in our kubur. We don't need these issues to come about now, that our estate is not distributed correctly, our children are fighting, the wife is left fighting with her own children. And all of this just adds to the burden of the person in the qabr. Allah give us correct understanding and tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.